I thought we were already going.
Oh, no. But I didn't want to. Oh, then if you want that information out there.
No, it's okay.
That you were looking up nudes of Woe Vicky.
Let's check and see how old she is.
Check that first. Let's get that info.
Okay. Yeah, she's 19. So. 19.
In the zone. Legal. Bad news, bitch.
Lil B retweeted her, and I got to thinking, I wonder what her tits look like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cumtown.
This is great. Somebody commented on one of my Instagram posts, and it has nothing to do with the post itself. It just says, Auschwitz theme park, 6 million flags.
Nice.
That was 21 minutes ago, and then 19 minutes ago, they tweeted, commented, Auschwitz theme park, 6 million flags.
Ugh, fucking loser.
Just to make sure.
Yep. Oh, no. Just in case that you didn't see it.
Yeah, I like this part of the show now where I just go through Instagram comments and pick one guy and be like, wow, great post, man.
Nice job, you fucking idiot.
Nice job, ass.
Ass face.
Yeah, ass. We were talking about that, like how white guys used to not know how to curse at people.
Mm-hmm.
You freaking ass shit.
And then that evolved into that horrible internet way of cussing.
Yeah.
Douche nozzle and shit
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Boo.
Yeah, that's the thing that's embarrassing the most about... I'm glad I'm off Twitter, but...
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, the people you don't agree with are easy to just sort of write off.
Sure.
But the people you do agree with that do embarrassing things are...
There's a lot of them.
I've tried to say to a couple of people, but, you know, during Iowa, everyone's like, they're going to rat fuck him. And it's like, okay... Maybe one or two guys can say that.
Yeah, we can't all say it. That's the most annoying part about fucking Twitter, is everyone talks exactly the same.
Everyone talks the same
way. The second someone says something kind of funny,
mm-hmm.
now everyone is the something doer.
Ratfuck is as dumb as, like, piss baby ass clown.
Yeah.
And
right. It's a little better.
I tried to float it by friends. I'm like, is everyone saying ratfuck now? And they're like... That accurately describes what's happening. He looks like a rat. I'm like, all right, okay.
Oh, that's a problem.
Never mind.
Sorry. Yeah.
It has nothing to do. You don't have to make it political. It's about language.
Yes.
It's like all I'm doing is saying, hey, man, your shoes are untied.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
We don't all have to say it.
You don't need to be a piss baby garbage to fire about it. A literal dumpster cum human.
Why does everyone say something is the blank doer or whatever?
The what?
You know when everyone on Twitter calls themselves the...
Yeah.
The something doer or something. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The pizza eater has logged on.
Yeah. Well, it's all just... Cause why? Because that shit used to be... It was not funny at a certain point, but it was like an accoutrement to being...
Sure.
To being funny in other ways.
Yes, yes.
And then, like, media people got on Twitter, and then they just figured out the, like, tonality and aesthetic of all of that.
Yes.
And then they repeat things.
It's all repeating.
It's like, you know, just retweeting an article and being like, you love to see it.
Yeah. Or like, normal day.
He's having a normal one.
Fucking losers. That's the fucking worst part about the internet, man. It's just like, everyone just thinks... doing the thing somebody that is funny did 6 years ago makes you funny.
Well, they're not. They're just using the language that's sort of like, you know, when people who are actually, like the people that are funny for other reasons.
Of course.
Not because they said words that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm not shitting on the originators of the thing.
The originators who have now been...
Silence!
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, you get all the originators banned.
R.I.P. to Prospector.
R.I.P. to the boy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a guy you thought killed himself?
Yeah.
But now he's actually just banned?
Now he's banned and he's probably going to kill himself. And I don't care anymore. I already got it out of my system. I already cared once.
Yeah,
sort of a boy who cried wolf situation.
Of course. That's what you get, Prospector.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome to join us here in my living room. I tore the blinds off the walls. So
yep.
We got beautiful sun coming in. I don't know how to fix it.
There's sun. There's filters. There's Volvo parts everywhere.
I was in beautiful San Diego all weekend.
San Giacelco. San Giacelco.
I don't live in San Giacelco. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. So yeah, my uncle passed away, and I went to his like memorial service.
R.I.P.
And he was like a house painter. So I guess he had boys that were like, you know, like day laborers.
Yeah,
like day laborers, basically.
Absolutely, literally, yeah.
And some guy spoke at the memorial, and somebody else had to like read his thing for him. And it was like a story about like when they got chased by bees.
Hell yes, dude.
And I'm like, this is. I made
Hell
this
yes.
up.
Yeah.
I made this guy up.
And they came and they were stinging.
And there were too many pointy bees. And they were too spooky for me, the pointy bees. I was like, this is unreal.
You're just laughing. You have to turn into tears.
Yeah.
You have to pretend you're crying.
Somebody's like, are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm just racist.
It's just,
I'm just
laughing so racistly. I just turned to tears.
Yeah, it's so funny seeing extended family too. They're like, "What have you been up to?" I'm like, "Ah, nothing. I'm failing. I'm still an alcoholic.
Don't
sure.
look up anything
do
about me.
Whatever you do, don't look me up.
I am drunk.
Yeah,
and I live in a little box in Chinatown.
I'm a pedophile, actually.
It's illegal to look me up.
I'm on the sex offender registry. If you look me up, you'll find evidence from my trial, which will then also implicate you.
It will implicate you. You will be on a watch list. Mm-hmm. Just Googling my name downloads child pornography, so don't even do it.
Yeah. Yes. don't look me up. Oh, your daughter's going to medical school. Yeah, we can talk about that instead.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved overhearing my mom tell one of her best friends when they were catching up.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard her on the phone, and she was just like, yes, everything is going very good. Stavro and his friends have a radio show that a lot of people listen to. Mm-hmm. And then she just took a beat, and she was like, it's called Kama Town.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, somebody literally, I was like, my mom's second cousin or whatever was like, what's your podcast called? And I just said, don't worry about it.
Shut up, bitch.
Because it's just not worth it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Ah, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Did you get to do any surfing?
No, I didn't. The rental car place upgraded me to like a Charger RT, though.
Oh, nice.
And that was fun.
Just fucking speeding in
just
the open road.
Just getting into accidents.
Yeah. I'm running over pedestrians.
Yeah. I'm a kind of like an accident guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love getting into accidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funniest thing that probably happened when we were gone was that lady was paying, that Pete Buttigieg, speaking of the rat fucker himself, you see that lady pretending to be Nigerian?
Was that true, though? I don't, because people were like, she was pretending to be Nigerian, and then the receipts on that were fucking like one tweet where the Nigerian guy said, this is Liz.
Yeah. And he would just always talk about how... I mean, it is possible he's just a horny Nigerian who just wants to fuck this lady.
Yeah.
But it is funny to think about just some dumb bitch pretending to be a Nigerian man to be pro Pete Buttigieg.
It is funny. Yeah.
Because I can't wait to vote for Pete Buttigieg.
I love that he is gay.
I love that he is getting wrapped in his ass.
That is why I am voting for him.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. She was like, look, we have an audio recording of him. And it's just her doing the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I am not Liz Smith.
Yeah, she's doing speech to text for all of those tweets.
My name is Lisa Dudu Monke Smithala. My name is Lizache.
Damn, dude.
Why African, though? Like, who's
it
like...
It doesn't make any sense.
Who's on the fence and they're like... That's what I mean. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, pretending to be a POC is one thing.
Right.
But pretending to be a straight-up just Nigerian person, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, American black people like Bernie?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get even blacker people to like Pete.
The darkest on earth.
We see you, you're American blacks, and we raise you African, straight from the source.
I raise you some of the Blafrican brothers. As a Blafrican.
Either, that's what's so great about it. It's either way, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Either they're pretending to be a fucking Nigerian guy, or there is a Nigerian guy.
Am I good on this?
I think
so.
Can
you still
hear
me? Oh, wow. Oh, hell yeah, dude. I knew there was a reason I got 10-foot cords.
Nick is making coffee right now. He's in his kitchen.
Yeah, this rules.
He's got donut shop regular K-cups.
A lot of people don't know this, but when I'm when we're doing the podcast, I'm often multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing love letters to my wife who's at war. I can't wait until we have that where the bitch has to go to war.
Yes.
And the man gets to stay home with his penis.
That's right. Stay home. Make a softball league, even though the MLB already exists.
I want to get to a world where, a man's cock is treated like a newborn baby. You know,
yeah,
where they're respected as much as an infant. So the Titanic is sinking, and they're like, "Get the prettiest cocks on board first.
Onto the boats,
yeah." And they're like, "What a beautiful cock,
beautiful penis."
Aye, aye, Captain. That little naval whistle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get one of those and start catcalling women with it.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah.
If it's a fat lady, you get a tugboat whistle.
Yeah, damn. I want those on the soundboard. This is going to turn into the whistle podcast.
Those are different than the tugboat. There's a...
Yeah, naval whistle.
Yeah, no, take your time, bro.
Yeah, there's the one that was like they would use on Star Trek also.
I don't remember that. I'm not that big of a whistle guy.
Yeah.
Because I was always jealous I couldn't whistle with my fingers.
Mm-hmm. I've done it maybe twice in my life. This segment,
I will explain to you the four required
Hell
sounds.
Yes, dude.
That must Nick be used
is,
in
it's
all
a video of some
calls.
Fat guy dressed in the full naval uniform.
He looks like Captain Crunch. Captain Lunch.
Third is a warbling sound similar to what a canary would make.
Okay.
And we'll explain later.
This guy's also 5 foot one, maybe.
The last one is a trill.
He's standing in a field,
the
and you can tell.
The trill is forming a R sound or fluttering your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Hurry up, motherfucker. Make
such
a whistle.
As this.
What?
The first sound, starting by holding the bosun's call in the proper manner, is the low pitch. I am in a clenched position. I'll explain those later. Sounds like this.
Okay.
The next one is the
That's
high
a regular
pitch.
Whistle, bitch.
Still holding it in a low form.
I don't know. That one sucked.
The third is
this guy just sucks at boat whistle.
Sounding like a canary by actuating your finger.
I'm interested in this one.
Yeah,
this one better be good.
Curve to a clench position.
This guy sucks.
This guy fucking stinks, dude.
The timing.
Fuck this guy. What's his name? Let's put him on blast.
Dan Maker.
Dan Maker. Why don't you Maker my cock hard and suck it, you fucking piece of shit?
Or it can
that one sucked.
Slowly.
There's no art to the way he whistles.
Yeah,
and the last is the trill, as we explained, forming an R.
We give him one more
fluttering
chance.
Fluttering your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
No, canceled.
Bullshit.
Why don't you head back to Tiny Jim's uniform depot and get fucked in your ass by the salesman?
Yeah. Go return that uniform.
Why don't you go back
get fucked in the ass by the guy who sold it to you?
Yeah, they're great or whatever the fuck that guy says.
Yeah. Why don't you get fucked by Tony the Tiger, who's moonlighting as a uniform salesman for petite fat men?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
This is Star Trek one.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's better for sure. Jim Maker can suck my dick.
Yeah, that's the Star Trek whistle. This is driving the cat nuts.
Yeah, the cat is fucking... I like that one.
Yeah, I love that.
Which Star Trek?
The original.
Mm. my boy out there.
Yeah. They got
Boy Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
Who's now selling on TV. He's a spokesman for sleep apnea machine cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted him so much I almost purchased it. But I went with a different kind because what he was advertising uses ozone to clean things. And from what I understand, that's part of what's fucking up the ozone layer.
No, the ozone is what... It's good that we have ozone.
So should I buy a cleaner that has ozone in it?
Yeah, you want to make as much ozone
as
possible.
You got to make as much ozone as possible.
Yeah, no, you want the ozone layer. Actually, you can make your own ozone at home.
How?
Through electrolysis. No, I mean it.
Wait, is it electrolysis? Isn't that when...
You make ozone anytime you burn air, like anytime there's static electricity that creates ozone. That's if I'm remembering eighth grade science correctly.
I don't think you're right, but... Right. So should we be rubbing our fucking feet on carpets and shit and making sparks?
You should be petting the cat backwards.
Is that how we save the fucking ozone layer?
ozone creation. Ozone is produced naturally in the stratosphere when highly energetic solar radiation strikes molecules of oxygen, O2, and causes the two atoms to split apart in a process called photolysis. If a freed atom collides with another O2, it joins up, forming ozone O3, which, yeah, that's what I said.
No, it isn't.
It's close to
it. You said, no, you didn't say that.
I did.
No, so, bitch.
Ozone creation, electrolysis.
So O3, huh? That's three of them bitches, and oxygen is O2. Or is it just O?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no. During the electrolysis of water, ozone is generated at the anode, and the hydrogen gas is produced at the cathode. So through electrolysis, you will create ozone. I did know that it was a byproduct of electrolysis.
Electrolysis is the shit you'd use. Don't they do that to, like when a lady has varicose veins, don't they do that on her body?
They use it to tighten a pussy up.
They have a prod.
Yeah,
like Charles's prod.
That would be great to just shame women for having loose pussies, but just start going into Michael Winslow sound effects.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You just put it in, you're like, damn, I don't feel shit. You get your shit. She's leaving. She's already out of the apartment. You're like, boop, bum, ba da 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 Gotcha, cunt.
You're supposed to loose.
Just out the front window. She's down the block. See, bye.
Bye. What are you up to next week?
Yeah, I'll see you again.
Let's get Thai food.
I'm just looking at the neighbor across the street. Yeah, I fucked her.
I fucked her, but her pussy was big.
Her pussy was big. You ever watch that show Tool Time?
Dude, what are you doing? Do you want to play Red Dead Redemption with me?
Mm-hmm. Woo! Sir, come down here right now. You're under arrest for being the worst member of the neighborhood.
Do you want to hang out?
Yeah. They're calling it autistic gentrification. And it's pissing everyone off. It's a new type of gentrification in which mental retards are moving into the neighborhood.
Yeah, this used to be a family-owned... dry cleaner. Now it's just four GameStops next to each other.
It's a Funko Land, yeah. An illegally operated Funko Land where you can get into arguments about the true color of Sonic's arms.
Yes, it's nothing but all those gay ass little board game stores that have very complicated board games that only fat men with ponytails play.
I tried to get it because board games look nice under a coffee table or on a bookshelf. And I bought Pandemic and Betrayal on House, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never, ever play those.
Yeah.
It will never happen once.
No, absolutely not.
Catan I can do here and there.
Catan, yeah, every once in a while. But even that, it's like...
Yeah, it took some coaxing to get me into Catan.
Absolutely.
I was too busy playing real games like Modern Warfare.
That's right.
Or mind games.
Yeah, mind games with bitches.
Yeah, see, I don't need no Trivial Pursuit when I'm emotionally manipulating a bitch.
I'm a woman who cares for me.
Into cutting her, herself.
Prove you love me, bitch.
Bitch, let me see them on. I call them tally marks. Let me count how many I love yous. One, I love you. A two, I love you.
Damn, my favorite part of tally marks is fucking doing that diagonal that represents the fifth one. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Nothing felt as good as that.
Yeah, I love that just shit. That like a businessman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Shh, done with the five, bitch. Done. Five done, bitch.
Getting the five done felt so good,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. It reminds me of playing darts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I just like, yeah, I honestly felt like I was doing business when I was when I got the five.
Yeah. I had some other shit that was like uniquely like fat autism kid thing that I forgot about that fuck I couldn't that I wish I could remember because I wanted to bring it up.
Damn, it's all right, bro. Yeah. It'll come up.
But it was on the level of like being afraid of PacSun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Being afraid of that store.
Being so afraid of it.
Just seeing the mannequins and being like, fuck, fuck.
And being so happy when like some Quiksilver randomly made it to like Marshall's. Mm. You're like, thank God. Mm-hmm. I can buy this is on my turf. I don't have to go into PacSun to buy.
Yeah, they made fat Quiksilver puka shells. Shirt. They're wearing puka shells like a choker.
Dude, I was so happy when I found an XL Quiksilver. I was like, thank God, dude. I don't have to go in there.
Yeah. Or like a wallet that was Velcro in it, that had a slot for a wallet chain.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, fuck, what am I going to put this? Put in here. My membership to being gay? That card?
My Blockbuster card, bro.
My Blockbuster.
My pride and joy.
Did you ever have one of the gold Blockbuster cards?
Never did. Never could say that I did.
Mm-hmm. I think I had one when I was like 17.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? What did that denote?
Nothing. I can't remember. I think maybe it was like...
You get a free video every month or something?
No, it was like maybe before they did completely ending rental fees, there was like... You know, I don't even remember. I just remember I had a different color. I don't know. It might not even have been gold. It could have been like silver or something.
Yeah.
But it was it was special.
Of course.
I had a special Blockbuster.
You were better than everybody else.
Didn't you work at Blockbuster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking about that with Adam the other day because we were talking about how you haven't seen any movie ever. And it's so funny that you worked at Blockbuster.
I worked at Blockbuster for a summer and I ran up Martin Scorsese movies, basically.
Oh, okay.
I watched King of Comedy because like... That's the thing. My parents were not like culturally American at all.
Yeah.
Like all this shit, I missed out on so much shit that just everybody else did and knew about. I had no idea.
Yeah.
If it wasn't just on TV that I could find myself. And my mom was like really nervous about us becoming like bad kids.
Yeah.
So we weren't allowed to watch anything cool.
Yeah.
No rated R movies, no nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I watched a lot of like...
Dude, the funniest when there was like kids who couldn't see PG-13 movies until they were 13. And I was like, damn, does your like mom hold your penis when you go to the bathroom also?
Mom, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm 12 and a half, but...
Yeah. We're having a sleepover, but my mom has to come over to hold my penis in the bathroom so I don't piss on myself.
Yeah, I've ruined a lot of my pajama bottoms, so she just kind of took it upon herself to hold my penis. Yeah, I honestly was not allowed to watch most shit, but I did see King of Comedy. I saw what else did I see that summer? I just watched Goodfellas again.
Mm-hmm. If I was an Asian guy, I'd have a special called The Ching of Comedy.
The Ching of Comedy?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
It isn't bad.
You get away with it. I'm kind of shocked Ken Jeong hasn't done that. He had a special I'm sure that was fofo that I didn't watch, but I'm sure it was probably bad.
Yeah. Damn, I gotta take a SHIT.
What? From that bagel, dude?
Yeah. Let me get this coffee going.
Yeah, get that coffee going, dude. And while everyone is here, why don't you come see me this weekend in D.C.? Mm-hmm. I'll be at the D.C. Draft House. Starting tomorrow, Thursday the 20th through the 22nd. And then 2 weeks from now, I'll be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix on the 5th, March 5th. And I'll be at 191 Tool or 191 Tool in Tucson. So buy your motherfucking tickets and see me, and then I'm going to be in fucking...
You're going back to Arizona?
Yeah.
Weren't you just there?
Dude, that's what I thought, and then it's been a fucking year and a half.
I thought you were just in Phoenix or something.
No.
Or Tucson.
No, no, that's coming up. I was in Tucson and Phoenix a year and a half ago.
Damn. Yeah, I want to go do shows out there.
Yeah, dude, you should. I did pretty good numbers in Phoenix.
I love the desert.
I don't like the desert. It's just too scary.
It's too scary?
It's not for the fat and the supple.
Yeah.
It'll dry me out, dude.
Yeah,
I like to be somewhere with moisture.
I should plug my dates, too. I guess I'm in Nashville and Louisville, and then Cincinnati and Indianapolis and Milwaukee and Chicago. And that's all at the end of March. And if you go to Bands in Town, there's a website called Bands in Town.
Yes.
You got to search my name. Or it's something like that.
All right, we're almost there.
I don't know, man. I used to have a website, but then it got fucked up by the print shop.
Just get another website, bro.
I guess I should.
Buy Nick, buy Mullen.tour
bands
or something.
Bands will make her dance.
Bands. Bands. Bands will make her
dance.
Yeah,
Bands in Town, and then you search my... Oh, here we go. Bandsintown.com/Nick Mullen. Oh,
there you go.
321 Nashville, 322 Louisville. 323 Cincinnati, 324 Indianapolis, 325 Chicago, 26 Milwaukee.
Ooh, this man's on the road, bitch.
27 Chicago, 28 Chicago. So, end of March, there's a tour. We got two guys from Chicago.
Two hard dicks savages.
Holding down to open up, and then I do 10 minutes of crowd work, and then Q&A for 30 minutes.
Yep, no, that's true. Adam is gay. Next question.
Yeah, next question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. No, that's.
Yeah.
What was I thinking when I called him a bug? You know,
I couldn't tell you, man. I kind of think about the artistic process. Yeah, to go there. Apparently, I think most of the shows are fine, but the Louisville show, the numbers are abysmal.
No, that'll pick up. I did good numbers in Louisville.
Sure, but I just got to plug it.
Yeah.
So people know, bandsintown.com/Nick Mullen.
I don't think you've said Louisville once.
And if you want shirts, yeah, I haven't. I haven't really paid attention to.
Go to stobby.biz/tour.
I don't know if you're taking me seriously when I said I have not prepared at all for this, but if that's the effort I'm putting into plugging the dates... Wait till you see what happens when I go do the dates. If you're ready for just what could be described as a disaster. But I will be on stage for an hour.
That we can guarantee.
I can guarantee you I will be on stage for an hour.
His feet will be on a stage for a whole hour.
Just saying.
Will he check his phone?
I've written one joke this year, and it's not even... I was trying to think about, like... You try to do like some kind of derailment thing about like how hard it is to raise a girl, you know, mm-hmm. and how hard women have it, because it's like you got to raise them to. You still want them to be nice, right?
Yeah.
Their society expects them to be nice, but then they can't be too nice, because then if they're too nice to, you know, boys in school, a retarded kid's going to ask them to prom,
right? You do have to.
That's the.
There's a line you have to walk,
and then, you know, you can't be the bitch telling a retard they're not going to take her to prom.
Of course,
and not, you know.
Absolutely,
because it's gonna be live streamed. People mm-hmm. are gonna see that.
Yes,
and, you know, I'm not saying anybody deserves to be raped, but the girl that broke a retard's heart.
Yeah, no, I think you got something there.
Let me get her a little mini skirt, one way ticket to Pakistan. Show her what a real retard can do. You know what I mean?
What unchecked Pakistani retardation? You know, the havoc it can.
That's why it's hard to raise a girl.
I think you got something there.
Yeah, dude. I ran it by one person. They're like, yeah, don't do stand-up
anymore. I would just quit, man.
I would just not do stand-up anymore. I would say that you've ruined your brain with podcasting.
I have a thing that I want to do as a bit that I don't know what the context would be, mm-hmm. but it's just a couple's counseling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a therapist, and it's like a married couple's talking, and it's like two guys.
Yeah.
And like 15 minutes into them talking, he's just like, all right, well... Let me stop you right there. I think the first problem is that you're both a couple of fellas. If you boys just went out and got a little pussy, maybe all your problems get solved.
So the premise is the existence of Christian conversion therapy?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I guess that is just conversion therapy.
What if something that exists and definitely already is real was
right.
real?
Was real, but like I guess a little more polite?
Yeah.
No, okay, I like boys. That. Well, yeah, just there's no context. Mm-hmm.
Just
I guess
like
could...
helping them, but the whole time, you know, they're like, well, when we go to, you know, they're like, you know, do you guys express your feelings to each other? Because it seems like you're stuck in this kind of almost Mexican standoff where you don't want to be the one who is expressing something for fear of rejection, and that mutual fear of rejection kind of builds in this negative feedback loop. I mean, do you tell each other that you love each other, that you care for each other? And you're like, well, when we're making love, and then he's like,
fuck?
Come on, pal. Listen,
I thought I was helping two friends get along.
Oh, God.
Making love.
In your ass?
All right, I'll take you on, but no one gets fucked in the
ass. You're not allowed to say that shit to me, ever.
Oh, I like that. He sticks with it. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, well, listen, you know, I'm a professional. Yeah. And
have you seen that movie, The Irishman? I've been feeling more of like an Irishman vibe lately. So I'll answer your questions and help you. But you can never, ever say that to me. It's a line from the movie. No, it isn't, actually. No, we've seen that movie plenty, and that's not... You're not allowed to watch the movie.
It's actually a pretty gay movie. It's about a love triangle with three men.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa.
And that's when he just hits them. Mm-hmm. That's when he loses it.
Yeah.
Don't you ever say Bobby De Niro is gay.
He has a spray bottle. He just sprays. Stop it.
Yeah. Mm. And that's how bad their insurance is. They have to stick with him.
Bobby the nice guy.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, who's this? Bobby the nice
guy?
Hey,
it's me, Bobby D, the nice guy.
Bobby the nice guy.
You talking to me?
No, I'm just saying, you shouldn't rape girls.
You shouldn't. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, that's what a nice guy is?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, Queen, you look beautiful today. No, I'm just saying, that was a really good post, Queen.
That was a good post.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Donnie Cimpanero. Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
How you doing? Normalized dating sex workers, huh?
Hey, you know what? It's a woman's choice. Literally, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking tell a woman what she can do with her body? And post, baby. Post it up.
I love Queen.
Yeah.
Give me your OnlyFans, Queen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was there. Frankie the Tanky. Tommy Cimpanero. Mikey, college sports guy that pretends to be a leftist, but occasionally lets his true colors show. He's deeply pro-police.
They, them, Frankie was there.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Antonio De Demonato.
De Demonato. Hey, I'm fucking genderqueer over here.
Hey, genderqueer.
Sometimes I put on I look like a guy, sure, but every once in a while I put on a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
I had one that was like something. I wish I could remember. It was like an Italian name that sounded trans.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. Hey, I was thinking about it while driving that Charger around.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just, yeah.
The absolute power in a Charger.
Just cutting people off.
Yeah. I'm sad. I'm grieving.
I'm on my way to the bathroom.
Damn, what if I just threw up in the middle of the podcast?
That's the next step for the show. It's just
quietly, on the mic.
Just vomiting all over myself.
Just keep going. Yeah. No?
How about a Chinese version of Star Wars? A Chinese version, Jabba the Hutt. He's like, you know, he speaks the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then Han Solo was like, I guess I don't speak Chinese.
Yep.
I don't know, something like that.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
What would he look? Maybe he has one of those triangle hats, or is that Vietnamese?
I don't know. What the? I never really understood that thing with Jabba. So fucking Han Solo owes him a bunch of money.
Yes.
And he can't pay it back, so Jabba just wants to turn him into a statue.
Did he? Doesn't he want him dead?
No, he freezes him in carbonite.
But that's because they're going to pay for him. Darth Vader and shit is going to pay for him.
They want him?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Why does Darth Vader want him? What is Darth Vader after in those movies? He wants to get Princess Leia's pussy.
He wants to fuck his own daughter and suck his son's dick, yeah, I think.
I guess.
I don't know what he's after. I guess he's trying to kill Luke because he's a Jedi.
Yeah, he's trying to kill him or convince him to join the dark
side. Yeah, join the dark side. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I still don't understand the plot of the movie. So no one has the Force anymore? Everyone used to have it, and now no one has it?
No, everyone used to have it. A few guys.
There's a lot of guys that had it.
A lot of guys used to.
Back in the olden times.
But now it's just some dumb bitch whose grandfather was Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the best part about the new Star Wars, spoiler alert, everyone, is that basically the moral is like...
Does Rey turn out to be somebody's daughter?
Yeah, she turns out to be the Emperor's granddaughter out of nowhere. Emperor Palpatine. It makes no fucking sense.
That's gay.
And he's dead, but they're like, he's actually not dead. The movie starts and they're like, by the way, he's not dead. He's been actually just, he was gone for a little bit.
He got thrown into the engine.
Yeah, he's like, he's just, and then they make up like some planet that he's been hiding out on, that's some secret Sith planet. It makes no fucking sense. But again, I just saw it on mushrooms and it was good.
Yeah.
And there's the best part was a monkey that repairs Kylo Ren's helmet. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
And this little guy, Babu Frick, who rocks.
And the characters I liked were the ones in Rogue One, those Chinese guys.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Those Chinese guys were awesome.
Mm-hmm. They were like, you know, like, what are you trying to do in the galaxy? They're like, I have no idea. This movie's gay.
Yeah, this shit sucks,
we're
dude.
Just trying to go to work.
Yeah, just trying to cash a Disney paycheck.
We're just trying to get our... We don't care.
I'm trying to get SAG health insurance.
Because you can always go wrong. I feel like anytime they put, like, a native New Zealander in a movie, it's a mistake.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
They always bring that, like, Maori bullshit into every movie.
That is true. Even in space, they're doing the dance.
They're doing a haka. Yeah. It's like, all right.
You can't just be a regular guy who happens to be from New Zealand.
Exactly. You got to fucking put that New Zealand stink on everything.
I totally know what you mean, though.
George Lucas is like, can we pause for a second? We got all the representation stuff out with the puppets. So we really don't need you doing the haka.
I've done it all.
We've already done it. There's a pterodactyl that's supposed to be from fucking Tasmania, so... We don't really need you showing off your face tattoos if you could stop rubbing the makeup off and take the bone out of your nose. He's just wearing the lightsaber through a hole in his nose. My name is Taku Tuku Tuku. Your name's Eric. Your name is Eric.
Your name is Eric.
You're acting.
That was the other funny thing, is that they had like the John Boyega's character, who John Boyega rocks, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's just been trolling Star Wars fans on Twitter.
Yeah, my character fucks Rey. Yeah.
That guy fucking rules. Mm-hmm. But
that's what he literally said. It's not about who kisses, but who lays the pipe first.
Yeah, I love it, dude. Just implying his character fucked Rey off screen. It's not in the movie at all. He's just like, yeah, I fucked her.
Yeah.
People getting so mad.
Just so upset about how disrespectful it is to your fucking dumb character. I just love it because it's like the people who are in the movie, because this is just like Star Wars fans make the mistake of thinking that the Star Wars actors are like Star Trek actors, where you sign your soul to the devil when you become a Star Trek actor.
Right.
It's like, this is you. Not only are you typecast, but now you have to like be a part
go
of
to every
this
dumbass
community.
Convention.
There's no room for a guy that just is in Star Trek and then is like, yeah, that shit's gay.
Yeah.
Where you can be like that with Star Wars.
Especially the newer ones, because they're like, it's just like, it makes you so famous. That's what you're doing.
There's that famous clip of Harrison Ford in some interview.
Oh,
with
my
some
God.
Guy. I love it. Did you shoot Greedo first, or did Greedo shoot you first?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I'll never give a shit about that.
This is some of the gayest shit ever made.
You're gay.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking dweeb.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick, you little homo.
Just like a shot of that guy's fucking dead face.
You're gay.
Shouts out to fucking, yeah, it was awesome. And at the end, John Boyega, he has force powers, I guess. And then, but yeah, they tease that he's going to like fuck Rey or whatever. And then they just like make up like a, they just find another black, there's just like a black lady. They're like, oh yeah, John Boyega will be staying with the black woman. Mm-hmm. And he does, even though he has force powers, it's only the two rich families that get to actually be Jedi. you just get to be a guy with the fucking force. And you get to, I mean, the lady was hot as shit. She was hotter than Rey.
The black lady?
Yeah. Although I would also fuck Rey. Don't get it twisted.
John Boyardee.
John Boyardee.
Mm-hmm. Boy, John Boyardee. Yo, what's up, man? My name is John Boyardiga.
It's me, John Boyardiga.
It's me, John Boyardiga.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen Attack the Block? People say that's good. That's basically how he got into Star Wars.
No. But I'm tired of British people that are good at acting.
Okay. I like,
because they all have the same story. They're like international celebrities, and they were in one movie called Tough Guy Shire. Grumpy Shire.
Yeah.
It's about the 15th Street boys have an Earl from an orphanage,
mm-hmm.
and they do each other's tattoos mm-hmm. and steal car parts. And, yep. and I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just those fucking like bleak, washed out, you know, British working class movies.
Kind of like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I guess that kind of shit. But you know, they're all in one of those, and then
yeah,
and then they're in X-Men First Class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, that's how it goes. You make one good movie, and then you just get to be fucking famous. And then
they're
as
all
hell.
Yeah, they're all like spoiled British children.
That, yeah, that have been to like acting academy.
Yeah, the Royal Academy of yeah. Acting.
Shut
what
the
a
fuck
name!
Up.
What a name for a school.
I know.
There's a school in New York called the Professional Children's School. Can you imagine how much of a bitch you'd have to be
yeah,
to go
dude.
There?
None of you sloppy little children.
Mom, Dad, I want to go to the professional school. Professional children's school.
I want to be better than those kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than them.
I'm a professional child.
That suck. Professional child?
Yeah.
Is that a cover to rape kids?
I hope so.
Because if it's not, mm-hmm. that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Like, look, I'm not fucking any... These are professional children. They know what they signed up
These
for.
These kids are pros.
They're pros.
That's Jeffrey Epstein's defense.
She was a pro. She was a pro child.
What does he sound like?
Shouts out to fucking the pedophile billionaires staying in the presidential race.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mike, Little Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I love that dude. Just another rich pedophile.
Yeah. Is he a pedophile?
He was on the logs.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Coomberg. That's what they call him.
Coom?
Yeah, they call him that on the planes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he loves his coom.
What's coom?
It's cum, but it's how they say it now. That okay computer, not, what is it? Thanks computer? What's the name of the guys that did the mom's video with MD? You know that line? The Sam Hyde, like, I can't wait to coom.
Oh, moms.
Yeah.
The one where they have all those old
yeah,
bitches?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good video.
It's one of the funniest videos
it's
of all time.
It's pretty good.
One of the greatest lines of all time, maybe I'm just so cool I want to die. there's never been a... And that was probably ad-libbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of that shit was probably ad-libbed, I feel like.
Yeah. One of the funniest things anyone's ever... And I'm putting that up there with Mark Twain.
Oh, yeah. Sam Clements, funny guy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people...
Maybe I'm just so cool I want to die.
Yeah, Bloomy was out there having sex with children on that island.
Mm-hmm. Coomberg.
David Blaine. Bill Gates.
Yeah, surprise, you're 18.
Surprise.
Now you're 17 again. Now you're 14 again.
14, but 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
What's Blaine up to? Didn't somebody say he raped them also?
He did. All magicians rape.
For sure.
There's not a single magician that doesn't have blood on his hands.
Mm, or his penis.
Yeah. I mean,
what about
you got to think about
gay
it.
Ones?
What is the mental profile of, from a young age, somebody that wants to go into tricking people?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The biggest trick of all is sex without consent.
Yeah. A lot of kids are interested in magic until they find out it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is true.
And then you find out it's fake and you're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck that. I wanted powers. But these guys are like... It's better that it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a normal man,
mm-hmm.
and I will learn how to fucking deceive people, and I'll be doing razzle dazzle till before they realize it. My dick is in their mouth or pussy.
Yeah, I mean, I remember learning how to do this one.
Thumb.
Yeah,
yep.
The thumb thing.
Thumb. Pretend it's your fingertip.
Pretend you're pulling your finger off.
That's a good one.
And I remember doing that in first grade, and this Korean kid like looked behind my hand and figured out how I did it, and I was like, "You fucking piece of shit!
Fuck you!
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you!"
Just tearing everything off the walls.
You're a fucking beast. Go back to fucking Korea.
And then just being one of those kids and then having the school being like, he has emotional problems. There's a problem with his emotions. That's what they call it. Back in the day, it's, oh, he's, yeah, got an emotional disability.
Fuck.
Yeah, those kids were the funniest.
The ones that, oh, yeah.
Just
freak out at
freak
nothing.
Out, dude. And then fucking, like, smash things in the classroom, like throwing graduated cylinders,
yes,
at the,
dude,
walls and fucking, like, trying to break the teacher's computer.
Absolutely. We had a kid like that who would fucking get on all fours and crawl around and act, be like, ooh, ooh. This is fucking little white trash kid named Mark. He would just, like, break everything. Like, they literally, he was not retarded, but they put him in the retarded class, yeah, for like 4 months.
Just kicking the pencil sharpener off the wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
He literally, like, broke mugs and, like, yep, threw shit against the, mm-hmm, wall.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He's got a child now.
Just man as animal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He would literally get on all fours and just hoot and holler like,
yeah,
a monkey.
Well, I was jealous of those kids because they represented freedom to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
What you could be.
And what you could be if you were just missing that, whatever the regulator is.
The governor.
Mm-hmm.
We're regulators. Do, 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 do. We make it so that we don't act retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Do, 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 do. You can't be some geek off the street.
What's that?
The regulators. Yeah, the beginning part of that song.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do,
let's get some vibes going.
We're regulators.
Regulators. We've had sex.
We've had sex.
Where's you?
Where am I?
Oh, am I? Here we go.
We're regulators.
Very cool.
Damn.
Welcome to the Mind Palace of Getting Pussy.
Welcome to Having Sex.
Having Sex, the podcast.
Having gay sex.
And we're having gay sex. Gay sex.
We should just do the whole podcast.
Hello.
We only got 15 minutes left. We might as well do the rest of the show like this.
Just like this.
If your number ends in 718, please report to the left directly to the showers.
That'd be tight if Auschwitz had laughter on loudspeakers.
That would probably fuck you up.
We've instituted a new policy to bring levity to the lives of the prisoners. There will be a clown laughing on the loudspeakers.
It's not so bad to get genocided.
It's your fault that you're in here.
Shouldn't have been a Jew.
This is what you get for owning the banks.
I'm gay.
Welcome to Auschwitz.
Welcome to Auschwitz. You are fucking gay.
Good morning, Auschwitz. We're coming at you live from the East Prison Wing. It's me, DJ Robin.
DJ Robin
Williams.
From Auschwitz.
Good morning, Auschwitz. It's another cloudy day. Who can tell? Is that just smoke from the towers? Seems like it. The towers.
He's running out of shit to bring. Is Robin Williams hitting a roadblock while DJing in Auschwitz?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. The ovens. How come you never... Makes me feel like the gingerbread man over here. Running around, you're not going to catch me. I guess I already did. Maybe if I was a little bit sweeter. Not enough spice. Like a girl would have. Girls. Hey, you got any girls in here? Maybe that'll lighten the place up. They got their own camp. What's next? Letting them vote? So, okay, it's time for my lunch break, Vietnam.
R.I.P., man.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. That would have been a great gig for him. DJ at a concentration camp.
Yeah, in charge of the radio. At Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how it's almost been 100 years since the Holocaust, and it's still so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. That's the big takeaway.
Yeah.
It's still, I would say still funny, not just recently pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Because things weren't funny back then. The funniest thing they had was Looney Tunes.
That was, I mean, some of that shit was good.
Like, what if a dog wanted to fuck?
Yeah.
What if a dog wanted to have sex with a woman at a nightclub?
Yeah, it was a wolf, man. Come on.
Oh.
Auga.
It's a type of dog.
You're right. You're right, and I take that back.
Whatever happened to the stop catcalling movement? Did they realize that was just completely racist?
Yeah, I think they realized it was a part. They were stifling Latinx culture. They were stifling Black and Latina. They were silencing brown bodies, so they stopped with the stop catcalling culture. What are you looking at? Come on, man. It's only two of us.
I'm trying to look up the cat. What is it called? I was trying to remember the name. What is it? Holla back.
Was that what it was called? Yeah, that is definitely racist if it was called Holla Back.
Yeah, it was called Holla Back. Cat call it.
I ain't no Holla Back girl.
Yeah, Holla Back.
I
together.
I want to suck off on man because I'm gay and my dick is fucking small. But I am a fucking gay guy.
Yeah, because Holla Back was the one where they had that woman walk around for 10 hours.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She was pretty hot.
Yeah, well, I fucked her.
I actually did before you.
I actually did.
I actually did, and I didn't have to say anything.
I get this in my recommended videos all the time. Certified goon, Judge Joe Brown gets cussed the hell out. The video is always in... Yeah, somebody's acknowledging you for being beautiful. You should say thank you. This video was so goddamn funny.
Yeah. Because
they shot it. This is clearly like fucking like near Astor Place or something, or like it looks like maybe Tribeca. I can't identify it, but it's like people are like, they only did it in black areas. It's like the no.
Yeah.
You can see in the video there's everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little fucking trutherism here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a
party. Well, where'd you go there for? Gamble?
That's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. That'll be a $50, $100 assessment for impertinence. Now, you want to get cute with me? You want to tell me the truth?
you being real cute.
That's another $100 assessment.
Come on, man.
I suggest you stop before I bust you badly, son. Don't disappoint your mother.
Talking to.
Oh, you want to be like that? Bring the witness in.
Yeah, bring the witness.
Just imagine going on TV to go to small claims court and ending up in jail. Yeah, I'm glad they recommended this to me. This is great. I want to see what the witness has to say.
Now, swear the witness in, please, Madam Sonia, if you would.
Yes, Your Honor. Okay, stay quiet.
Damn.
Please raise your right hand.
I wouldn't get cute.
Do you promise to tell the truth in all matters before this court?
The bailiff.
Yes, ma'am.
She hot?
Young man, please state your full name for the record.
William Winston.
Are you acquainted with the two individuals to your left?
Yes, sir.
Are you acquainted with the young man on the far left?
Yes, sir.
Where do you know him from?
Linwood.
All right, now, are you familiar with the subject matter of this proceeding?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have anything to add to this?
I was in the car with him.
Who's him?
Brandon. When we left the motorcycle club.
Where were you guys?
I believe it's like Redondo.
Okay, what's the name of the club?
The Red Breed.
The motorcycle club.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
When we left the motorcycle club, I got in the car with Antonio.
All right.
We got in the car, we left. I asked him if he could take me home. I stopped, and then I asked Brandon if he can take me home. So Brandon was going to take me to my house. So I got out the car with Antonio. When I jumped in the car with Brandon, he driving real fast, speeding.
All right, get to the part where he tells Joe Brown to fuck off.
I think it already happened, bro.
Is that it? It better not just be the rest of this fucking trial.
I think it literally is.
I want to see this guy get lit up by Joe Brown.
I have no clue.
Because you're lying.
I'm not lying about anything.
Son, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You think that don't try to break this out by trying to put this on. Be quiet.
Say my case. You're not going to do that.
Now, you keep it up. Let me get my point across. You keep it up. You don't have a point because the deeper you get into it, the more you get deep into a perjury charge.
It's not fair.
You won't be walking too far without a warrant for your arrest. There's also an ongoing investigation.
This is about people clapping.
Like you're get him, audience. Joe Brown.
Yeah.
What send kinda that man to prison, Joe Brown.
Right, for perjuring in small claims court.
We love getting people in jail
yeah.
for dumb bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Judge Scream.
Judge Joe Pussy Brown.
You know what? It's weird. You never see the Scream masks in stores anymore. They used to be, you go to CVS around the holidays, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll be the Scream mask.
Scream guy.
Did you have Scream guy years?
I never had Scream guy years. I flirted with having the Scary Movie with the tongue out Scream guy. You remember that?
It
was after they get him high.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted candy. The last like couple of years I went, I remember thinking the last year I went, I just wore like a fucking ski mask.
Yeah.
And a hoodie. I'm like, I'm a criminal.
I'm a fucking bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
And you were 17?
I'm a bad guy. No, I think maybe 13, 12 yeah. or 13 was probably it.
Yeah, there is a time where you realize I can just buy candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that expensive. Right.
There's no reason not to. Yeah.
No, I never had Scream masks in years. I used to like getting dressed up, dude. I had a couple nice ones.
Yeah, what did you do?
Fucking
a pumpkin, a circle.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
makes
it sense. Crushed.
Yeah.
It crushed, bro.
Uh-huh.
I remember.
Would your mom make you a little hat?
I bought a chef's hat, a little chef's hat. Mm. My mom worked at a restaurant. She just gave me a little chef's hat.
And did you put a P on it?
Yes.
And then what, a little blue handkerchief? And then completely naked?
Fully nude. Walking around the streets of Greektown with my little penis out.
They were like, oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No one was alarmed. Everyone was like, yeah, there he is, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Fuck. Yeah, being naked's so funny.
Yeah.
I hate it, but it is funny.
Being naked with a hat on is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just naked, but like, you've made a choice to not be naked in other ways, yeah. but your dick is out.
And just
that's
be on one
great.
Of those survival shows, you're completely nude, but you got like a Terrence Malick hat on. Just an Indiana Jones hat.
Don't look at my dick.
Don't look at my penis, you fucking Star Wars no homos.
Don't look at it.
Did you suck Greedo's dick first, or did he suck your dick first?
I don't care.
I'm about to rape you.
I'm about to fuck you and your nerd ass.
Harrison Ford starts raping every nerd that annoys him.
Why don't you ask me about Witness? That's a much better movie.
What's Witness about?
I don't know.
Well, Harrison Ford's big bangers, of course, are Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
The
Blade
Fugitive.
Runner,
the was Fugitive.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, Air Blade Force Runner. One.
Air Force One, sure.
Star Wars, Blade Runner 2049.
Was that good?
It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look good.
Yeah, how about AIDS Runner?
Okay.
And then it's like, in the future, no one knows who's gay. You can't tell if you're gay.
It's impossible to tell in the future because everyone is a robot.
Everyone's either gay or straight. And you can't tell who.
It's impossible to tell. And every gay guy has AIDS, by the way.
AIDS runners are guys who have to go around killing people with AIDS before they give it to. So they have to figure out if you're gay. And there's a bunch of questions. That's on the screen, the text on the screen. There's a bunch of questions.
Dude, and the first, it's like,
and then it just cuts right to like the guy smoking, doing the, what is it? Not the Dunning-Kruger. That's if you think you're good at something and you're not. The Vilks. What the name is the test?
I don't fucking remember, dude. Come on.
You're sitting there.
Wow, I know that.
You're walking down the street and you see a penis. What do you do? I don't suck it.
Well, simple, my good man. I don't suck it.
I don't suck on it.
Yeah. The guy's looking. Yeah. He's salivating.
Yeah.
I don't suck it.
He's watching his eyes dilate.
That's disgusting.
You wake up. You have a nightmare. You're getting fucked in your ass. What's all over the inside of your pants? Shit, I scared myself shitless.
Shit, it's not cum. It's definitely not cum.
I've never had sex with a man.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll take that test, dude. Is there a part where they a woman sucks you off?
There is.
That's the ultimate test.
Mm-hmm. That's swordfish. They're like, you think you're good at hacking? Why don't you try hacking while getting your dick sucked? Also, like, what kind of bad guy move is that? What happens if he doesn't do the hacking? Then they're like, yeah. Well, I guess we kill him.
He's
and then the woman has to be
sucked.
Like, so I just had to suck that guy's dick for no reason? Yeah, it's also he passes, and then it's like, now that bitch is just your coworker. Yeah. You got to see her around the office and be like, so, how's work going? A lot of new recruits this week.
Did he ever get his dick sucked again?
I don't think so. That movie sucks.
Yeah, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it turn out like John Travolta's the good guy or something, or he's trying to trick the government?
I don't know. I mean, I barely remember it.
I love movies where it's the bad guy is actually secretly the good guy.
Yeah, like Titanic.
No, not like that. That's one where you have to make a case. I mean, it's baked into the fucking...
Oh, like A Time to Kill.
I haven't seen that. But like The King of New York.
In A Time to Kill, fucking Samuel L. Jackson plays a black guy who murdered two guys that raped his daughter.
Yes.
So he's on trial. And the whole time you're like, I hope they electrocute this black guy. And then Matthew McConaughey does a speech at the end where he says to the jury, you know, he describes him raping the daughter. And then he goes, now I want you to imagine that little girl was white. And you're like, whoa, I never thought of that.
Whoa, that is fucked up.
Holy shit, I guess it was bad that they raped her. And then you're like, surprise, twist ending. Turns out Samuel L. Jackson sort of justified, but still deserves the death penalty.
He deserves it, but we feel bad about it.
Yeah. I love how that's what being a judge is, for the most part. Having not looked into it at all, but you're like,
yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, we must uphold the law, and so he will go to jail.
He will go to jail, even though probably those guys did deserve to die.
Probably those guys.
For raping a child.
Mm-hmm. And now he must die.
But he has to die.
All right, well, I gotta go take a shit.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Stabby.biz/tour, bands in town.
Yeah,
.com/Nick Mullen.
Cometown.merchnow.com if you want shirts. There's now an unlimited supply because the print shop is just printing on demand.
Smart move, bro.
And,
that's good. And, you don't have to do that shit.
And they can't figure out how to get it to work on my website. So that we have to use their website. So it's cometown.merchnow.com.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're coming to Australia too. Go to cometown.events.
Cometown.events. That's right.
We canceled Adelaide, so suck our fucking dicks if you live over there. But everywhere else, we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.